Good evening, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the news at 9. The headlines. Dharmendra, the he-man of Indian cinema, passes away. President, Vice President and Prime Minister lead the nation in paying tributes. India prefers peace but can act strongly when needed, says the Defence Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off completion ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir tomorrow. European leaders welcome progress in US peace plan for Russia-Ukraine. And in shooting, Pranjali Prashant Dhumal strikes gold in women's 25 meters pistol at Deaflympics. Indian cinema's legendary actor Dharmendra passed away at his Mumbai residence this morning at the age of 89. The iconic star, who had been grappling with health complications, leaves behind a legacy that spans more than six unforgettable decades.
Born as Dharmendra Keval Krishna Deol in Ludhiana in 1935, the acclaimed actor also served as a Lok Sabha Member of Parliament from Bikaner from 2004 to 2009. He was honoured with the Filmfare Lifetime Achievement Award, the National Award for Film Ghayal, and several international recognitions. His last rites were performed this evening at the Pavan Hans Crematorium, attended by family, friends and leading figures from the film industry. Tributes poured in from across the country. Karan Johar remembered him as a mega star and an exceptional human being. Actress Kajol remembered Dharmendra as the OG good man, while Akshay Kumar hailed him as the industry's original he-man and a hero every boy admired. Saira Banu called him a gem of a man who was like family to her and Dilip Kumar. And Shamila Tagore recalled his generosity and humility. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss. Dharmendra's journey from a small village in Punjab to the hearts of millions remains one of Indian cinema's most luminous stories. From the black and white era to the modern age, he carried with him an effortless charm and a deep humility.
Our Mumbai correspondent takes a look at the esteemed actor's film journey.
The iconic actor's six-decade-long journey began at the age of 25 when he made his acting debut in director Arjun Hingorani's Dil Bhi Tera Hum Bhi Tere. However, his first commercial success came with Ramesh Sehgal's Shola or Shabnam, and there was no looking back. From the cult Veeru in Shole to the Parimal Tripathi in Chupke Chupke.
हम तो लूट गए बर्बाद हो गए साहब.
अरे क्या हुआ?
ये देखिए, 4 रुपए खर्च करके अंग्रेजी की पुस्तक लाए थे. सोचा था आपके चरणों में बैठकर ज्ञान प्राप्त करेंगे. परंतु ये भाषा तो बहुत ही छल करती है साहब. हां, एन ओ नो, के एन ओ डब्ल्यू भी नो. तू के लिए भी यू, तुम के लिए भी यू, आप के लिए भी यू. छोटे बड़े में कोई अंतर ही नहीं. अंग्रेजी में ऐसा क्यों होता साहब?
धर्मेंद्र प्लेड मेमोरेबल रोल्स इन मूवीज लाइक सीता और गीता, जुगनू, Dream Girl, Azad and Yaadon Ki Baraat. Earning titles of Action King and He-Man from films like Dharamveer and Phool Aur Patthar to playing simple yet effective characters in Anupama and Mere Hamdam Mere Dost, Dharam Paji's aura and charm was unmatchable, which also earned him the title of the most handsome man.
Nahi bhaiya, ab to main nahi chahta mujhe akele ki wajah se in sab ki jaane jaye. Aur agar taqdeer mein maut likhi hai तो कोई बचा नहीं सकता. अगर जिंदगी लिखी है तो कोई माई का लाल मार नहीं सकता.
भैया मैं भी आप
देखिए, माँ का ख्याल रखना.
His last film will be Ikkis, the poster of which was released earlier today, hours before the actor's demise. Nisha Rani, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Our Punjab correspondent reports the city of Fagwara is mourning the demise of the legendary actor.
The son of the soil, who was born in village Sanewal near Ludhiana, was raised in Fagwara. His father, Master Keval Krishan Chaudhary, was a teacher at Arya High School, Fagwara. He completed his matriculation in the same school in 1950. He is being remembered as a gentle and sincere boy. After completing his intermediate studies at Ramgarhia College, Fagwara, Dharmendra moved to Bombay in 1952 to pursue his cinematic dreams and succeeded despite facing numerous challenges. Dharmendra's schoolmate, a senior advocate, Shiv Narayan Chopra, remembers him as a loving person.
Dharmendra chale gaya, mera yaar se, bahut pyar se. ਇਕੱਠੇ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਸਕੂਲ 'ਚ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਥੋੜੇ ਸਾਲ ਹੋਏ ਤਾਂ ਫਗਵਾੜੇ ਆਇਆ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ
For the people of Punjab, especially of Fagwara and Sahnewal, his death is the passing of a beloved son whose heart never drifted far from his roots. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the Bhagavad Gita's message extends far beyond India's borders and serves as a universal guide for humanity. Speaking at the International Gita Conference in Kurukshetra, he said the scripture has shaped lives across generations and remains vital for inspiring youth. Mr. Singh said the Gita's teachings delivered more than 5,000 years ago continue to uplift humanity and that Kurukshetra remains central to understanding India's spiritual heritage. Referring to the recent Pahalgam incident, he noted that while India favors peace, the nation responded firmly through Operation Sindoor.
India is the land of the Gita where there is compassion and also the inspiration to protect Dharma on the battlefield. Those who mistook our simplicity for weakness were given such an answer by India through Operation Sindoor that they have not been able to forget it to this day.
Addressing the Mahotsav, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, Bhagavad Gita is a universal guide to righteous living, to inner strength and to spiritual clarity. A grand ritual is underway at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra in Ayodhya ahead of the flag-hoisting ceremony tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the occasion and participate in the flag-hoisting ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will also be termed as the completion of the temple construction work. Mr. Modi will also hold a roadshow in Ayodhya city. Yesterday, on the third day, various revered deities were invoked and worshipped in the full Vedic manner. The Prime Minister will also visit Kurukshetra tomorrow evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. Union Minister of Railways Ashwani Vaishnaw today flagged off two MEMU train services between Delhi and Shamli from Badaut Bhagpat in Uttar Pradesh. These MEMU trains will provide better travel options for students and professionals, improve connectivity and boost the region's economy. Speaking at the occasion, Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that Shamli station is being upgraded to a modern and world-class level at a cost of 25 crore rupees. Under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme, the Railway Minister also announced the doubling of the Delhi-Shamli rail line. The minister further highlighted that over 5,000 kilometers of new tracks have been built in Uttar Pradesh since 2014 and the state has also achieved 100% electrification of railway lines. The 56th edition of International Film Festival of India entered day 5 today. Cinephiles continue to throng screenings and colorful performances. Akashwani brings you an exclusive on-ground coverage.
If Fiesta, a grand cultural odyssey that wove music and art together in the fabric of IFFI, concluded today. The four-day extravaganza saw artists like Osho Jain, Vasudev Pal Khan and bands like Swastik, MH43 and the Vigaries leaving the audience spellbound. Waves Film Bazaar also concluded today. Cash grants and awards worth over $40,000 were handed to winners in various categories. Syrian filmmaker Farida Baqi's film, The Visual Feminist Manifesto, saw a packed audience today. The film deals with the much-tabooed topic of female sexuality. Director Farida shared her insights.
We're not involved in the decision making, and we're not invited to be part of the political decisions. So without showing the greater reality of politics outside, we would remain in the inner world of women.
Day 5 saw a vibrant mix of films and performances adding to the splendor of the mega event. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Saira Mushtabra from IFFI, Akashvani News, Goa.
Justice Suryakant took oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to him at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice Suryakant has succeeded Justice B.R. Gawai. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju today met Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay. In a social media post, the minister said their discussion reflects the depth of India-Bhutan friendship and the values that both countries uphold. Mr. Rijiju reached Bhutan earlier in the day, leading a delegation for the return of sacred relics of Lord Buddha, which was brought to the Himalayan nation for public exposition. European leaders have welcomed progress in talks at Geneva on US peace proposals to end Russia-Ukraine war. The meeting held yesterday in Switzerland discussed a 28-point peace proposal presented last week by the United States that triggered alarm in Ukraine and European capitals for heavily favoring Russia's demands. German Foreign Minister Johannes said US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who directed the talks in Switzerland, made decisive positive contributions to ensuring that this plan can be accepted by both the European and Ukrainian sides. The plan pressed Ukraine to consent to handing over some of its territory to Moscow and slashing the size of its army, leaving it vulnerable. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, 4 people were killed and 17 others were injured in a massive overnight strike by Russia on Kharkiv, the country's second largest city. In a statement, Mayor of Kharkiv, Igor Terekov, said the overnight barrage hit 3 districts, Shevchenkovsky, Saltovsky and Kolodnohirsky, leaving widespread destruction. In total, 40 residential buildings were damaged in the attack. In shooting, Pranjali Prashant Dhumal clinched a gold medal in the women's 25 meters pistol event at 25th Summer Deaflympics in Tokyo today, marking her 3rd medal at the multi-sport event. Pranjali advanced to the final after setting a new world and Deaflympic qualification record with a score of 573 out of 600. Pranjali previously secured gold in the mixed pistol event alongside Abhinav Deshwal and won silver in the women's air pistol event. With this, Indian shooters have so far won 16 medals at the ongoing Deaflympics, including 7 gold, 6 silver and 3 bronze. In men's cricket, India were bundled out for 201 runs in their first innings by South Africa on day 3 of second and final test at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati today. The visitors took a massive 288-run lead in the first innings. In their second innings, South Africa were 26 for no loss at the draw of stumps, extending their lead to 314 runs. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we bring you a discussion on Nationwide Digital Life Certificate Campaign 4.0 with Joint Secretary, Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, Dhrupajyoti Sengupta, Deputy Director General, Unique Identification Authority of India, Abhishek Kumar Singh, and Molly Sengupta, Joint Controller General of Defence Accounts. Listeners can ask questions about how to submit digital life certificates online and who to contact for grievance redressal. To participate, simply dial telephone number 011-2331-0481 and 011-2371-7117 from 9:30 p.m. onwards. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Dharmendra, the He-Man of Indian cinema, passes away. President, Vice President and Prime Minister lead the nation in paying tributes. India prefers peace but can act strongly when needed, says the Defence Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off completion ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir tomorrow. European leaders welcome progress in US peace plan for Russia-Ukraine. And in shooting, Pranjali Prashant Dhumal strikes gold in women's 25 meters pistol at Deaflympics. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.